Volt spokesperson Chris Klassen says project discussions started in 2013 with no notifications or opportunities for residents to give input. He says the project offers no benefit to Wasatch County residents or to Heber Light and Power. Volt, which stands for Valley Opposition to Large Transmission Lines, launched a new website a few weeks ago that shows renderings of what the project would look like. Klassen says they have a petition with 750 signatures asking the project be either rerouted or that the lines are buried. In July, when residents first heard of the agreement between Rocky Mountain Power and Heber Valley Power, they asked for a copy of the agreement, but their request was denied.
So they had to go through a GRAMA request and legal request the disclosure of the document. It's on our website. There's a new website we launched just a few weeks ago. It's voltcitizens.org. Nature of the project, details as we have learned them, pictures of what these poles look like, and the exact route bisecting the valley is. The comments are unbelievable, and the vast majority of the comments are, how could I be a resident on this route and not know about this?
The plan is to route the new system along the existing power lines.
So the contract requires Rocky Mountain Power to obtain easements from landowners all along the route of the power poles. And the date that's given in the contract is by the end of 2019. Surprisingly, you think about the cost of this kind of infrastructure. There's only $10 million to purchase these easements all across the valley. The power lines are routed along existing Heber Light and Power lines, which are the vast majority, just small 45 to 50-foot wooden poles that carry distribution lines that just go to houses.
Klassen says the proposed height of the power poles is not currently allowed. The Wasatch County Planning Commission meets Thursday and will discuss the conditional use permit, including the request for a height variance. According to Klassen, the mayors, Colleen Bonner from Midway and Alan McDonald from Heber, both voted in favor of the project without any input from the public or their respective city councils. He says there's nothing to compare the impacts of the proposed power line project, and the poles will be seen from across the entire valley.
The level of transmission is unprecedented. There's no voltage of this nature anywhere in the Heber Valley. It triples anything that's currently used. So you have noise pollution along the line, really just enormous, unsightly infrastructure along sensitive lands, along farmland. The amazing thing, right over residential neighborhoods in Heber and Midway City. And so lots of research underway relative to health concerns, property value, easement rights. The most pressing and most current is this variance to allow the poles to go up at all.
Klassen says Volt wants Rocky Mountain and Heber Power to consider energy alternatives for the future, but the urgency now is to stop and rethink the high-voltage transmission project. Heber Light and Power and Rocky Mountain Power are on the Wasatch Planning Commission agenda. They request a conditional use permit from Wasatch County to rebuild and extend a transmission line and expand an existing substation. According to their application, the structures and poles will range in height from 75 to 90 feet, with dead-end poles ranging in height from 90 to 110 feet. Planning Commission meets Thursday at 7 p.m. at the County Building on Main Street in Heber. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.